Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio network. Someone or something called Leading Report posted this on my X account a few days ago. Quote, breaking, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries gave the okay to Obama, who then called Biden, informing him that they had VP Harris's approval to invoke the 25th Amendment against him if he did not withdraw from the presidential race, according to sources, end quote. I'm not a fan of unnamed sources, which could mean anything, including that the author, whoever they are, made this up. But I suspect that even if this info is false and or conjecture, something similar is probably true. From all that's been reported in the days leading up to the New World Order's puppet figurehead, Joe Biden, suddenly withdrawing from the 2024 presidential race, it's all but certain that he was forced out by his fellow communist Democrat operatives. This was due to his advancing cognitive decline and disastrous policies so unpopular with the current American voting population. Notwithstanding these people's efforts to largely replace us, that is the U.S. current U.S. voting population, with millions of desperately poor and communist-leaning illegal immigrant voters, or tomorrow's new citizens, the new arrivals, as Biden calls them. There's a lot of speculation in the alternative media right now as to whether Joe Biden is actually being represented to the American public by body doubles, and even whether the real Biden is actually still around. At this point, it's all just speculation, so I won't go into anything further about what's being said and guessed at regarding that issue. Regardless, it's finally become obvious that old Joe had to be forced out to make way for a more believable candidate as the next New World Order puppet figurehead, in this case, Vice President Kamala Harris. Thus, if they are successful in stealing the 2024 election, which I believe they are going to make every effort to do, the American public will more likely buy into the lie that Harris is in fact highly popular, just like Joe Biden before her, and is really what the majority of Americans want as their president. I suspect that if Joe Biden is actually still around and competent enough to willingly stand down as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate, a deal was struck with him that ensures he, his brother, son, and any other Biden who may be charged or convicted of a crime will be duly pardoned by Biden's replacement, which at this point appears to be Kamala Harris. Just the other day, old Joe Biden announced a proposal for legislation to force a sweeping overhaul of the U.S. Supreme Court, including term limits for justices. I thought I heard him on TV claiming that the High Court is no longer bound by the rule of law, and that's why this is necessary. Of course, here's the lawless criminal Biden who willfully violates U.S. immigration law and said, I changed the law on immigration unilaterally. But he's not bound by the rule of law, just other people. And then there's the outrageous hypocrisy of Biden and the other leftists now dominating our government. According to American Accountability Institute president and author Peter Schweitzer, Joe Biden's family got a $5 million forgivable interest-free loan, in other words, a bribe, from the business partner of a Chinese gangster associated with the Chinese Communist Party known as White Wolf, who set up Mexico's Sinaloa cartel with its fentanyl smuggling operation. Now, naturally, Biden's madness in throwing open the U.S. border to mass illegal immigration facilitates fentanyl smuggling. It seems that today we are literally living out the novel 1984 about an apocalyptic takeover of Britain and other parts of the Western civilization by communist totalitarians. We have what I call Biden speak, new speak in the novel, which is what Biden and his totalitarian loving handlers want us to hear and believe. Just about everything coming out of this man's mouth is a trick and a lie, and that's how the totalitarians have always worked. We have Joe Biden, a pathological liar, calling Donald Trump a pathological liar. Joe Biden wants to destroy the Supreme Court to remake it into a total servant and lackey of the political left. Well, a majority of the high court can thank themselves for Biden's attack on them. It was the court's majority that refused to even consider the appeal of Texas and 17 other states, asking the court to consider massive preliminary evidence of a fraudulent 2020 election, the election that put Biden and his handlers in power. Have you noticed how quickly everything is coming together for Kamala Harris? The Democrat Party's elites are fast swarming to support her. Her poll numbers are suddenly shooting up, and the establishment's red carpet is being quickly rolled out for her as their newly anointed one. And throughout it all, Kamala is waltzing along, exhibiting a serene bearing, supremely confident of all but assured electoral victory, sweeping this November's election. And why shouldn't Harris be supremely confident? After all, she appears to have the leadership of the FBI, the CIA, DOJ, and the rest of the corrupt American government, political and other societal establishment figures behind her to ensure yet another stolen election in 2024. As a number of observers have said, the theft of the 2020 and substantial theft of the 2022 elections involved thousands of operatives. The theft operation was vast in size, extremely well organized and orchestrated. The courts largely stood down to allow it, and the election stealers got away with it. There's been substantially no accountability for their actions. So why won't they do it again in 2024? I watched a discussion the other day as Trump-appointed FBI Director Christopher Wray, the same guy who oversaw that agency's burying of the Hunter Biden laptop story and investigation and its contents leading up to the 2020 election, speculate that Donald Trump may not have actually been injured by a bullet in the failed assassination attempt on him in Pennsylvania, July 13. I believe Trump's nominating Wray as someone with, quote, impeccable credentials, unquote, to head the FBI was a big mistake Trump made, no doubt trusting the recommendations of other establishment figures at the time. After Wray's testimony the other day, Trump called for him to resign, as have others. But Wray appears to have no intention to do so. This is the guy who heads an agency that essentially refused to investigate election and vote fraud. This is the guy whose agency was reportedly given by a citizens group substantial evidence of some 5 million illegal and otherwise ineligible voter registrations from New York State alone. Have you heard or seen anything about an FBI investigation into this? And by the way, a few quick comments to clarify my positions on these narratives in my shows. Yes, what I'm asserting as facts are due to my beliefs about current affairs based on the evidence I've seen. And as always, I am in no way urging, calling, or in any other way supporting any type of violence or illegality against our implacable political enemies these days, or anyone else for that matter. That being said, I have to question whether Trump supporters, including the many Republicans controlling their state legislators who are given authority by the U.S. Constitution to determine the manner and timing of elections, have any obligation to follow directives from corrupted judges to modify election procedures so as to benefit their evil Democrat and RINO allies. RINO meaning Republican in name only. We have way too many of those these days. I would argue that a judge who's corrupt due to being a left-wing zealot, compromised through intimidation, bribery, blackmail, or whatever, and who abrogates, that is, nullifies election law, doesn't have to be obeyed. No, it's not legal to ignore state and federal election law and prevent Republicans from observing and challenging questionable ballots, to receive and count ballots days or even weeks after election day, and so on. We are in the fight of our lives right now as we hurtle toward this November's critical election that will likely decide the fates of our nation as well as our individual fates. People must understand this and get involved in their local and state election processes. doing everything they can to ensure truly free and fair elections. Don't take it for granted that Trump is ahead in the polls. I can tell you how this is going to work. There will be polls showing Kamala ahead and polls showing Trump ahead. And as we get closer to the election, the polls will tighten up and the support for both candidates will tighten up. But it'll be finally said that it's too close to call. And then if they succeed in what they want, the left's candidate, the New World Order's new puppet figurehead, Kamala Harris, will somehow pull out a win. It'll be close, but boy, she won. Here's a series of clips featuring one of the political left's and establishment's most hated conservative commentators, Alex Jones. These are all from the days following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump and include an interview with Jones by conservative firebrand Liz Wheeler on her newly reestablished podcast, now being produced on, I believe, Blaze TV. It's also featured on YouTube and elsewhere. Wheeler said she had a falling out with her previous production company that led to an abrupt end to her previous shows, nothing sinister, combined with a problem pregnancy. So she took some time off to attend to things, including the healthy birth of a baby girl. She's now back up and running with her shows and very happy to be rejoining the fight for truth and freedom. Here are the clips.
I know that most people don't study history and geopolitical systems or the different power structures in Europe, the United States, Asia, but I do. And that's how I've been able to predict the attempted assassination of Trump hundreds of times and has been very specific in the last year, including just days before they attempted to kill him in Butler, Pennsylvania. But it's key to understand that the globalists want to go after Biden as well. And I've been saying they plan to kill Biden. And I said 2 days ago, I would imagine Biden will start locking himself down in the White House because he's refusing to go as well. You see, there is a bureaucratic deep state central bank system that has had control of America really since they killed Kennedy in 63 in Dallas. And Nixon tried to be the president, did an overall great job, the most popular president in the last 100 years, and they removed him using a scandal. So this is done over and over and over again. And so they intended to kill Trump and then use that as a message to Biden that he should drop out as the nominee and then just sit through the next few months until they put their new puppet in. Now that this failed, I said, I believe Biden will start saying he's sick and that he's going to have to go ahead and drop the nomination because he's too ill. Within days of me saying that, he goes, oh, I'm sick on X and, oh, I can't go out and I've got COVID and all the rest of this. Because he needs the segue out. And he also said yesterday, if this illness gets worse or if I'm sick, I'm going to have to look at dropping out. So I believe whether it's tomorrow or next week, and I said 2 weeks ago, I thought within about 2 weeks he would do it. He's already begun the process of leaving. So as they remove him, things shift back to Trump and taking Trump out. This is not a Netflix movie. This is not entertainment. This isn't Marvel Comics. This is the real world. And the globalists want to have war with Russia for worldwide domination. Well, if they lose America, they lose that domination. And that's why Victoria Nuland said just a month ago, Trump will not be the president. A really nasty surprise is coming. We saw that nasty surprise. And now the insider trading's been caught, the put options, the short, you know, all this is happening. And so folks need to know that we are living in the most historic times in the history of this country. This is more dangerous than when George Washington was fighting the British because they were not 1/100th as corrupt as this globalist force. They are bankers, they are bureaucrats, they're administrators, they're technocrats, and they want to set up their world government, and they want to lower all the nation states down to nothing and control them, and Trump stands in their way and wants peace. Kennedy got killed after he called back the troops from Vietnam. He was dead a month later. The troops stayed, as you know, until 75 with a disastrous withdrawal at Saigon. And so that was when Trump signed his death warrant, is in the last few months saying, no, I am going to end the war first day in office. And the U.S. runs the war, so he can do that. This is a big, big, big deal. We need to pray for Trump. We need Trump to openly come out and say, this is good versus evil. Thank God I was saved. He did that pretty much yesterday, but he should be even more hardcore in his speech tonight because we are living in epic times. We've all got to be all in against the Democrat globalist deep state that's allied with neocons.
That could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits
the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100%. Is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight.
Me is with so many people knowing about this. It's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this. It took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support. To intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taking him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Again, I want to be 100% clear with everyone. World War III has already started. It is full-spectrum warfare. It is sixth generational warfare. We have master criminal, mad scientist technicians implementing the globalist master plan. Their plan is failing at every level. And with each escalation, it gets more wobbly and more destabilized and more dangerous. Then they've got to apply more pressure, and that makes it even more unstable. And I am not alarmist when I tell you I think there's a 50% chance we're in a total nuclear war within 2 weeks.
Well, I want to get back to, in a moment, actually, I want to ask you what's going to come next in, I guess, the large scale for our country. But I want to ask you about Biden, since we touched on that, and your prediction was eerily accurate to the day on which day he would step down. And it was odd, right? A Sunday in the afternoon on X, we, you know, didn't see him make a statement. Very odd, very shady, very weird. Signature didn't look exactly like his signature with the underline. A lot of creepy, weird things going on there. Who's behind that? Who made him step down? Like, I have a very hard time believing that it was him.
Well, I mean, we know the answer to that. The question is, what are the specifics? We don't, certainly I don't know that. It's a big deal. I mean, Biden's been out of his mind for years, the perfect puppet. And now they know that no one's going to buy a new election steal if it's him. So they want Kamala or Newsom or Hillary or Big Mike, Michelle Obama, or Kamala, anybody but him, because they think a new face will at least buy they were able to steal it. So that's why I've been predicting they would remove Biden imminently, which they did. The issue is, and Charlie Kirk has sources that are amazing, he talked to Secret Service sources. I'm doing a report on this right after I get off with you. This just broke like 35 minutes ago. And they said, no, he was in Vegas and then got emergency medevaced out. And now his brother says, yeah, he's in his last days. Or the exact quote is, hope he enjoys the last days of his life. And so I can get the exact quote in a moment. But the point is that Biden was refusing to step down. And I said last week, I said, will he have a medical emergency? In fact, crew, you're in there. I said Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Will Biden have a medical emergency? I said, he's so old, it might actually be real. But I said, I think
I think we're in the time of coups. They just tried to kill Trump. That failed. Biden's refusing to step down. It's the same deep state that wants full control and people will follow their orders. And I said multiple times last week, this is a prediction that isn't that. I mean, it's out, but hasn't gotten the major 10 million views or whatever once this is out. But I'm telling the crew right now, they know they'll find it. I said repeatedly, I think Biden will have a medical emergency and will be removed if he hasn't stepped down by this weekend. And then on Wednesday, he said, I'm sick, but it was on Twitter, and I might step down if I'm sick. And I said, that's his people running his Twitter. Has he died? Has he had a stroke? Are they covering up, like Woodrow Wilson, what's really happened? Then I said, wow, now, and Rob Dew was with me in Northern California covering Bohemian Grove. He said, man, you called it. You said, you know, on Wednesday, it's probably not him. And as we were flying out Thursday, he said, man, I bet he's actually in a coma or something. So a lot of this is just wargaming things that are going on, being fully immersed in it. But yeah, that's going to be another viral clip when they dig it up that I said this week repeatedly, I think he'll have a medical emergency and it'll be gone by the weekend. Because earlier I said it'll be gone by the 20th, 21st. But then I thought, they got these doctors shooting him up with all these drugs and things. All they got to do is give him something else. So is he in a coma right now? 5 days since we've seen him. Fox News is asking, here it is right here. Proof of life, please. Fox host asking if Biden is even still alive. Brett Baer. Here's another one. Biden's brother says he will enjoy whatever time he has left. You look at the signature that's not on U.S. letterhead of a president. When have you ever seen that? Looks completely different. I mean, this is crazy time.
So who's going to be the nominee? I mean, I know that when I say Joe Biden endorsed Kamala, we don't actually know if it was Joe Biden or not, but the mouthpieces of the White House say that Joe Biden endorsed Kamala Harris. Pelosi's come out and she says she endorses Kamala Harris. Is it going to be Kamala?
It needs to be Kamala on paper under the law to get the $198 million as of yesterday. It's probably up now. That is held under the law under her or Biden. But the Democrats have said that they want to have kind of a weird snap primary where the delegates or the donors with the delegates decide who's there to at least act like it's Democratic. And so I don't know what they're going to pull. I mean, the sky's the limit. They already tried to kill Trump, in my view. They already tried to take Trump off the ballot. They've already done all this. So we're really seeing the desperate coup of the Democrat-controlled deep state out in the open right now. They've been drug out like a vampire, like Count Dracula, out of his crypt under the castle into the broad daylight, and they're going to disintegrate.
Okay, what's going to be the next big thing? I mean, I say this as in the last 10 days, we've had the assassination attempt of the former president, who's the current nominee, or the current Republican nominee for president. We've had the incumbent president, Biden, ostensibly step down, reject the nomination for his party. What's, you know, we had COVID 2 years ago. What's coming next?
Cyber attack is what I said a week ago. And then most experts agree that Microsoft was some kind of test of taking over the system. I think that was a test of the mega cyber attack. That was already the biggest in history that happened Thursday. And expanded war with Russia. Power outages. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what's in the cards. More assassination attempts on Trump. A massive false flag against a black college or church or synagogue blamed on Trump. Or Hispanic Center, something along those lines. Because, yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore. We are in cloud cuckoo now with a desperate, out-of-control elite that are losing their war with Russia, that are losing their war with the people. The borders are wide open. The whole world's turning against them, and they desperately want to try to maintain control and change the subject. So I would say right now the sky's the limit.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the assassination attempt against Trump. I think that most people, at least most people on the right, see a lot of red flags when it comes to what happened. It's not just the few people who are saying, was that an inside job? Was the Secret Service? Did they deliberately allow it? Did they indirectly allow it? What is your analysis for what happened behind the scenes in the lead up to that shooting?
Well, it's Senator Johnson saying he thinks it was a stand down to cover up. It's Congressman Mills of Florida, who's a sniper team leader. In you know, all over the world, saying that he had to have help. It's hell, I interviewed today Dallas Alexander, who has the longest sniper kill at 2.2 miles, saying he believes it's a total inside job. Robert J. O'Neill, you know, the guy that reportedly killed bin Laden, saying the same thing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of experts saying he's wandering around below the deal. He's got a rangefinder. They question him. He's on the roof 26 minutes. He's crawling around with a gun. I mean, if I was walking around behind a 7-Eleven for 26 minutes, the cops are going to pull up. I mean, if I was wandering around an apartment complex looking in cars for 25 minutes, cops are going to come. But this guy is 450 feet, which is inches, with a gun. But I could shoot with a rifle like that a quarter-inch group all day long with a red dot. I got handguns I can shoot bullseye at 100 yards with. Certainly hit metal targets that big. So this was a total stand down, and Trump now has said that if he would have known the guy was running around, he wouldn't have gone out on stage. So they didn't tell Trump, and all these engineers and experts, and I've talked to so many of them, they've done the math on it. You're hearing all those pop, 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 all those different sounds. Those aren't echoes. Those are different guns. And so now we learn the trajectory shows he's up on that flat top roof, barely even peaked, which they couldn't get on because it was so dangerous, like one of the smallest slants I've ever seen, less than 5%. These are the ridiculous excuses. And then right under the shooter, Crooks, the patsy, there's another open window. And the people I've talked to that are top snipers, they say the sound isn't so much that of a silence gun, but it's a gun that's back in a window where it's being muffled as they shoot out of a window. They now admit open windows. And so where the shooter was, where Crooks was on top of the building that was the police command center. So, I mean, this is ridiculous. But they thought Trump would be dead. They thought there'd be such hysteria that people wouldn't look back. Mayorkas would control the investigation, which he's doing now. Mayorkas appoints Trump hater to independent review panel on Trump assassination attempt. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It is. And it's weird to me that there's no social media footprint for a 20-year-old. I mean, we all know that Gen Z lives online. And not only do they live online, they've had cell phones since they were babies, essentially. There's just no way that a 20-year-old young man, especially one who has the profile seemingly of an incel, is going to not have a social media footprint. That's too weird.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, he looks like you're too young, but King of the Hill, where Hank Hill opens the door and the cousin's all green. He's always on the computer. And he's like a nerd, a computer nerd. And he goes, oh, God, he looks like a space alien. This guy was like one of these internet space aliens who couldn't even brush his teeth. And then he's flying a drone over hours before. He's got a rangefinder. He's doing all this. And he's left up there for 26 minutes to wander around. This screams Lee Harvey Oswald 2.0. This screams Patsy.
Yeah, it certainly seems shady to me. So if the CIA, the FBI, basically the deep state, the intel agencies, if there was a stand down order, if this was indirect involvement, what's going to happen between now and the election? Because President Trump, I mean, I don't need to say this, this is obvious, but he's had just an enormous outpouring of support, not only from his base, but from people. I mean, you've seen it on X, people who were like, well, I didn't like President Trump, but this is just now I'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him. There's a realistic chance that he could win. In my opinion, that's probably why they forced Joe Biden to drop out, because they needed to change the news story away from the assassination. But what's going to happen between now and the election? Are they going to focus on him? Are they going to focus just on the electioneering to try to rig the actual, you know, vote counts like they did the last time? I mean, how is the deep state going to react to this?
Well, that's a great question. Look, they tried to kill Trump, in my view. It's 100% an inside job. That's my opinion. It's also my opinion that gravity's real, water's wet, birds fly in the sky, fish swim in the ocean, and the Easter Bunny doesn't exist. So they tried to kill him because trying to take him off the ballot and all the criminal indictments and all the civil stuff has failed and only backfired. The next thing on the trajectory, as I predicted, would be assassination. So now that he's way more popular than he was, does that make them want to kill him more or less? No, now they're even more desperate to kill him. And I've told the Trump family that. I've told Trump that. I've told them that. They're getting private security now. That's good with the current, he says another name now, Blackwater head, Eric Prince. And so, yeah, it's on. We are in a hot war right now. And I just can't believe that I said last week, and I just remembered it when you talk about predictions, over and over again. I remember twice doing it. I probably did it 10 times. They're going to kill Biden, maybe poison him, say he's had a stroke, or disappear him. And I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't locked up like Woodrow Wilson his last 6 months, you know, in the White House, drugged up. We don't know where he is. So this is a big deal. These guys are desperate. They're going for broke. And so the sky's the limit.
Now here are a few more video clips, these showing less than flattering portrayals of Kamala Harris, and Fox's Maria Bartiromo's recent interview with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on what we can expect in the coming weeks as the establishment pushes to install their new puppet figurehead Harris in the White House.
Kamala Harris is inspiring and very capable. The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
Nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator.
I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Would you ban offshore drilling?
Yes.
What is the solution for voters in the fossil fuel industry?
Giving the workers an ability to transition. We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across borders criminals. That's correct.
Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime across the border without documentation.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah. Is that a position you agree with?
And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. What would people
To
reduce red meat specifically.
Yes.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, people who are convicted of sexual assault, they should be able to vote?
I think we should have that conversation.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
I am opposed to any policy that would deny any human being public health, period.
The more people get to know her, they're going to be particularly impressed by her ability.
The point about progress is to have the ability to have a vision and a belief and some faith in what can be, unburdened by what has been.
Unburdened by what has been. Hey, feels, I don't know, like I've heard that before.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been? What can be unburdened by what has been?
And we begin this Sunday morning with the Democrats' rebranding of Kamala Harris with just 100 days until Election Day. After nearly 4 years of policy failures from the Biden-Harris administration at the border, tax and spending leading to inflation, the media is now relaying the Democrat talking points that say Kamala was never in charge of the border after all. And no, she had no role in any economic policy. Well, in fact, the vice president was the deciding vote and the tiebreaker 33 times for Democrat policies, including the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act, which totaled $2.5 trillion and sparked the inflation, part of the $7 trillion in spending, which at least in part led to sky high inflation, currently up 20% on her watch. Despite not receiving a single vote in the year's Democrat primaries and dropping out of the 2020 Democrat race before they actually held their first primary, Harris now has enough support from delegates to become the party's nominee, according to the Associated Press. So let's go back to policy decisions and proclamations from the vice president during her term.
I think there's no question that we've got to critically reexamine ICE and its role and the way that it is being administered and the work it is doing. And we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
I am running to declare once and for all that healthcare is a fundamental right.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct. Yes. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
We have confused the idea that to achieve safety, you put more cops on the street, instead of understanding to achieve safe and healthy communities, you put more resources into the public education system of those communities, into affordable housing, into home ownership.
Well, that was then. Now it's a presidential race on the line. Harris is trying to disassociate herself from the impact of the Biden-Harris policies, including inflation up 20%, real wages down almost 2%, and the U.S. national debt approaching $35 trillion. And, of course, the border crisis that she was put in charge to oversee has resulted in more than 10 million migrants illegally entering the country, with nearly 2 million people that we know of who have evaded apprehension and have completely disappeared into the country, as well as China ramping up aggression against the United States here at home and abroad. Joining me now in this Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with reaction. Governor, great to see you this morning. Thanks so much for being here. What is your reaction to this new rewriting of history, rebranding of Kamala Harris?
Well, I'll tell you, Maria, the Biden-Harris policies put the Democratic Party in a very precarious situation this election. And then the debate where Biden, they tried to do the basement for 3.5 years, and it was clear after that debate that was not going to happen. So the media really worked hard to push Biden out. And now what you see is all the arteries of the left, the corporate media, Hollywood, academia, they're using all the king's horses and all the king's men to try to put the Democratic Party back together again. And they have to whitewash Harris's background to be able to make her palpable to the American people. But I think we've all seen her. I mean, she's incredibly vapid, even more incredibly liberal, and she doesn't have any accomplishments. In fact, she owns all the policies of the Biden-Harris administration. She owns the border. She owns the inflation. She was there cheerleading that every day for the last 3.5 years. So I don't think it's going to work, but make no mistake about it. You are in for 100 days of massive gaslighting from the corporate press. They're already taking down. There was a website where she was the most liberal senator, GovTrack. They took that down. They're whitewashing things from her past. That's going to continue, and they're going to try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people.
Well, I mean, the Democrats have been misleading the public for so many years, beginning with, you know, Russia collusion, the Hunter Biden laptop, the origins of COVID, you know, the true state of Joe Biden's mental capacity. Will Kamala and her team continue to mislead? Or, I mean, is it a reach to say lie to the American people in the next 100 days and perhaps in office?
Oh, without question. We're down here in Florida. It's hot in July, be hot in August. But, you know, you're going to see a blizzard of lies over the next few months. That's what it's going to be about. There's not going to be any pushback from the entrenched corporate media. And they're going to try to rewrite history, and they're going to try to present her as something that she's just not. And here's what I would just say to Republicans, because we wanted to run against Biden. I think the election was over once Donald Trump walked off that debate stage at the end of June. There was no way Biden was going to win. Now that he's out, if we had to pick someone, I think we would pick Harris, because she owns all the policies. She's not going to be able to distance herself from them. And most Americans think this country's going in the wrong direction. So make the case there. And I think ultimately truth is going to prevail. But the one thing we do, I think, have to just acknowledge, Biden set the bar so low. It's like the soft bigotry of low expectations. He couldn't even deliver a sentence. So now you take somebody like Harris, who's not exactly lighting the world on fire, but Biden makes her look like Socrates just because we're so used to him not even being able to do anything. Now you have somebody that's younger. So we're in for a battle here, but the record speaks for itself. The Trump administration was far more successful than the Biden-Harris administration, and people are going to have that stark choice.
You know, the RNC has put election integrity as its priority in terms of ensuring a fair election in November. And in many cases, it's up to the states. Are you expecting a fair election? What should the states be doing to ensure such a thing?
In Florida, it'll be 100% fair, because we've actually dealt with all these issues. When I became governor, we banned ballot harvesting. We have universal photo ID. We eliminated unsolicited ballots through the mail. We have an election crimes unit where we actually prosecute people at the state level for voting if they're illegally in the country, if they double vote another state, on and on down the line. And the result is the elections we've had since I've been governor have been the most transparent and efficient anywhere in the country. Now, not every state has done that. So I think it's incumbent upon the organizations on the Republican side, If there's ballot harvesting allowed in these states, we have to do it. If there's Zuckerbucks being poured into these states legally, then we have to do that. We can't fight with one hand tied behind our back. So I do think that's going to be an issue. We've had 4 years to prepare, but you look at states like Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, we need to do that. The other thing I would just say, Maria, just being down here in Florida, that Harris just announced that somehow they're going to make a play for Florida. They tried to show there was like 100 golf carts at the Villages retirement community rallying for Harris, which, you know, is like a small fraction of the number of golf carts going to every morning tea time at the Villages. Florida is off the map. When I was elected governor, there were 300,000 more Democrats in the state than Republicans. We are approaching, and we will have it by November, 1 million more registered Republicans than Democrats. So I would invite the Democrats and Kamala. We have the top-rated economy in the country of all 50 states. Spend your money down here. It's the equivalent of lighting it on fire, but I welcome that. You are not going to win Florida. You're going to run into a big red brick wall.
Well, congrats on all you're doing in Florida. I know you once again got an increase in the credit rating from Fitch. Real quick on this investigation into what went down in that assassination attempt on President Trump. The Wall Street Journal says it's the gross incompetence of the Secret Service. Last week, Christopher Wray basically tried to throw doubt in the whole thing, questioning whether or not he actually was shot. Of course, last week we had Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, here to talk about what he is seeing in his preliminary investigation. He said, look, they had the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms get the pictures of the dead shooter. They weren't, the Secret Service wasn't even at the early meeting. The FBI had to correct the record, come out with a statement. Yes, of course, Trump was shot. Your thoughts on that?
I think these agencies have lost the trust of the American people. I mean, go back to the Las Vegas shooter. We never learned a thing about him. You look at the congressional baseball shooting. I was on that team. Steve Scalise got shot. For years, the FBI said it was suicide by cop. No, this was a radical leftist who targeted Republican congressmen. Now you have the FBI director casting doubt what we saw on TV live. Yeah. That President Trump was shot in his ear. These agencies are failing the American people. They lack the credibility. And this has been a really, really swift descent over the last 10 years. But I just think it's appalling how they've responded to this.
No one in America should be confident that Donald Trump will win the 2024 election. On recent shows and in recent videos I've posted on my web pages here at bbsradio.com, and you can scroll down on the first page there to find those videos. I dealt with discussion of the evidence that the U.S. 2020 election was stolen and the 2022 election was substantially stolen for Biden and the political left candidates chosen by the communist left in America. Communist left-dominated establishment in America, and by the communist Chinese, their powerful allies. Included in that was discussion of from a new book, Beyond Treason, The Aftermath of Destruction, which is available on Amazon.com. The book also discusses the Hammer and Scorecard, a reputed super-secret CIA supercomputer and election interference software program with it, known as Scorecard, that was allegedly used to manipulate votes in recent U.S. elections. The Chinese Communist Party reportedly has its own copy of this system and has used it to wage cyber attacks on U.S. electronic voting equipment and software across the nation in recent elections, helping to throw these elections for Biden and other candidates of the political left. And prior to that, the Hammer, the supercomputer system, was allegedly used to illegally spy on millions of Americans, including two Supreme Court justices, and to be with information gathered to be used as blackmail and leverage, according to the system's developer, a CIA contractor, former CIA contractor, known as Dennis Montgomery. There's a lot more information about this. In this and other books, as well as on the websites frankspeech.com and theamericanreport.org. What, if anything, is being done about Hammer and Scorecard to ensure they are not used to illegally interfere in the 2024 U.S. election? And what is being done to prevent the left and its allies from engaging in massive paper ballot fraud, as has been repeatedly alleged for the 2020 and 2022 elections? Many of the millions of illegals are pouring across our borders are being automatically registered to vote when they sign up for yet more taxpayer-funded benefits that brought them here and is keeping them here, will be keeping them here. And even if they don't illegally vote in our elections, their registrations can be used to issue and fill out ballots for the communist left. That is the intent. It's one of the big intents of bringing these people here. Also, there remains a massive problem of potential vote fraud with our state voter registration rolls bloated with ineligible voters who have died, moved out of the state, haven't voted, etc. How much is being done to eliminate these illegal and ineligible voter registrations? And we are now, I believe, at the point where, according to federal law, these can't be removed anyway. I'm not hearing a lot about this, and it's worrying me to death. With more people now from the Republican National Committee dedicated to and engaged in efforts to ensure election integrity in the 2024 and future elections, I feel better that our chances for an otherwise assured Trump and Trump-endorsed candidates' overwhelming victory this November. But no one knows for sure how much cheating will be engaged in and how much will be gotten away with and exactly what the outcome of the 2024 election will be. As I've said, we better all get involved in doing everything we can to ensure the elections in our localities are conducted as freely, fairly, and legally as possible. Our very lives depend on it, and there isn't much time left. Well, that's it for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can watch and listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly on the Jim Benson Show pages here at bbsradio.com and elsewhere. Look for us with another show 2 weeks from now in this same time slot. Have a great rest of your day and evening.